Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
We have a psychic in the room. And what about those skills over the years predicting all sorts of outcomes, guys? I mean, I know there's a temptation to be skeptical about Fifi's abilities.
Well, you say that, but over at least a five-year period with you and I, Byron, but the last 3 years with you, Dave, I consistently make correct predictions. So what stage will you concede that I have psychic powers?
No. I've talked about this theory before, Fev. If you talk about every possible outcome, one of them's going to land.
No, I pick winners.
No, you pick everything. And then
Let's go back to the
2015 Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix, very popular event here in Melbourne. In 2015, Fiona with this prediction.
Cut to the chase.
Okay.
Mercedes.
You think Mercedes is going to win?
I think I'm getting a vibe. Mercedes is going to do very well.
Next, Lewis Hamilton.
She's an ambassador.
Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
That's exactly right. Okay. No, you're not going to pick a Ferrari.
I picked that Dave in the celebrity race would come 14th. That was out of like 25. Like I just picked 14. Thank you.
That was good.
I picked the Australian Open winner for the last 5 years. Yeah. I picked the Super Bowl winner. Anytime you say, can you pick a winner, I do. And then I said Western Bulldogs before the first round last year would win the grand final.
You've been saying it for 39 years. Don't act like that's your team.
I'm just saying I've yet to get it wrong.
Who's going to win the girls' footy?
Okay, but Fev, I've got to explain. That's not how it works.
Oh, I've got to wait till they get...
No, it's about channeling vibes. You've been asking me all morning to predict the Super Bowl, which happens later this morning. So I've been trying to tap into my powers.
There we go. Just feel that, because you've got to lock this in.
Okay, it's difficult. You've called... I've got to get on that vibration.
Who's the Atlanta quarterback?
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Correct.
Who's the MVP?
And Tom Brady will outclass him.
Yeah.
That will happen.
Whoa, wow, hang on.
So, yeah.
How many rings will it be if Tom Brady wins?
What?
How many rings?
Okay, that's not how it works. I'm just saying.
It is, because if the Patriots win, he wins his fifth ring.
Yeah, I don't know what rings are.
What do they play for?
Okay, here's
You've
the thing.
You've got 8 seconds to lock in your decision. New England Patriots or Atlanta Falcons?
I'm locking in New England Patriots.
Can you give a score?
Well, it doesn't work like that. Jeez.
And you put me under pressure.
So you've heard it first. They will win. The game starts at 10:30 this morning.
If she gets it wrong, I'm pulling a sickie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
That's huge, isn't it? Babe. Justin Bieber tickets this morning. Just keep listening. Now, Fev, you've made the news again. We all know Dane Swan is in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He was asked or interviewed before he went into the jungle. And he revealed in this interview that he was concerned about telling you that he was going to the jungle because he thought you'd blab. He thought you had a big mouth. He said, Fev actually texted me and asked me if I was going in, but I brushed his message. So sorry, Fev. So good on you, Dane. He's apologising to you. I didn't want to give it up because he might have been tricking me to blab it. I'm just going to go in and do what I do. And if people like it and they like it, if they don't, they don't. But he was worried you were going to blab.
Yeah, because we work on radio, but I probably wouldn't have. I was just trying to see if he was going in to give him a few tips. Obviously, he should have taken my message because I haven't seen him in there yet.
He's not. He's quiet, Dane. There's some big personalities. He's having trouble getting a word in, I think.
Yeah, I think he is. But just obviously coming from the previous champion of the show, I just wanted to give him a few tips.
Pearls of wisdom.
Guys,
it's funny. Like we mentioned the number is 13, 10, 60, and we get calls at any time of the show. We never know what is going to come through on the phones. I guess we could just take this one.
Oh, hello. Fifi, Dave, Evan, Byron. Who's that?
Oh, geez, that's a long name. Hi, it's Gareth here. Remember, I'm the manager from the Maccas in Melton South.
Oh, Gareth.
Gareth, yeah, we heard from you last week that your Fev regularly goes through your drive-thru on his way to footy training.
Does he what? Guys, I bought a yacht on the weekend. I'm pretty confident I can pay it off by the end of the month. But anyway, hey, I just called in, guys. I got a small break at work. And you were talking about Fev blabbing? Well, I got a couple of little nuggets here because the thing is, Mr. Favola forgets his wallet a lot, so to pay for meals, he tells us secrets about his footy and TV days.
Oh, really?
Any good secrets?
Yeah, we call them Fevy Leaks. They're pretty cool at work. we got stuff like, okay, this isn't really a juicy one, but it's interesting. You know, the AFL said they really didn't mind how drunk he was at the 2009 Brownlow medal count, because they understand how drunk you get at that thing, because they remember the 2000 count when they voted in Shane Y. Woden, and wow, they were out of their minds. Look, I get that that's a pretty in-football-like tidbit, and we've lost most of our listeners, but I'll bring you back with this little one.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how he takes his stomach before games to look slimmer?
Yes.
Yeah, when he plays in the finals, he knows there's going to be a big crowd, so he puts on mascara and blush as well.
Gareth.
He told us all of that. He said, I didn't believe him at first, and then I Google image the Deer Park final. It looks like Lady Gaga on the goal square, guys. It's legit.
I reckon that's Gareth's last call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
John Legend, what a legend. He's about to be on the show. Now, Sondra, our producer, is speaking to him off air, just preparing him for this, because we're going to play the I Love You game. Now, Fev, you have been nominated.
No.
This is going to be about a 3 or 4 minute chat. Now, at some stage during this chat with John Legend, I mean, a legendary Grammy Award winning artist, you have to say I love you.
Okay.
And you need to win. You have to get him to say I love you back.
Well, I don't really want to play this game with John Legend, but I'll get an I love you. Easy. I haven't missed yet.
Okay, here we go. So, Sonda's going to take him off hold. So, let's pretend.
Do we do it straight away?
Yeah, straight away.
Well, no, you don't say I love you straight away.
We're very excited to have on the show. We can't get enough of that song, that hit that's rolling around the station all day. And now we've got him live all the way from LA. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. It's good to be with you guys.
Oh, so good to have you, John. Honestly, we've just been back at work a few weeks here at the radio station. And the second your song came on the radio, the studio was pumping. You're making new music. We love it. You've got your new daughter. Was this a great creative process putting this album together?
Yeah, it was cool just having that new perspective. I wrote most of it while Chrissy was pregnant. So, you know, I was thinking about the new responsibilities we were going to have as parents, thinking about what it meant to be in love and to welcome a new little person into our lives. And also just thinking about the kind of world that I want my daughter to live in. So those are things I really wrote about for this album.
John, don't take this the wrong way, but you're starting to annoy me because you said you were having the kid and putting an album together. I just had a kid and I have done Sweet F.A. over that period.
Well, after she was born, I didn't really work that much for a few months. So I took some time off to just be home. But while Chrissy was pregnant, I tried to get most of it all done so that I was ready when Luna was born to stay home a bit.
I like that, John. See, having been pregnant myself, most people stayed away from me when I was pregnant, so you had a good excuse to go into the studio.
Well, I was only away during the day, but I would come home at night and I would be home to take care of my wife. But, you know, I had to work sooner or later because we got to pay for this house we live in.
Yeah, well, I've never been pregnant, but I do love sport, and I know that you love sport, and obviously the biggest sporting event in the world's coming up, the Super Bowl. Who's your tip?
Well, I'm not really a big fan of either team, but I'm excited to go see the game, and I'll be playing for a couple of the events, so we're going to have a good time in Houston.
Well, I used to play professional sport, and before every game I played, I used to have a chicken sandwich. And I read that you have a half a chicken before you perform.
Yeah, I eat chicken and vegetables before every performance. For some reason, it just makes me feel better and ready to sing.
Well, I love you for that, mate.
Is that, John, is that like a superstition?
Yeah.
Is it, or is it just...
Phone must have just
cut
out there.
Do you have any superstitions before you perform?
Yeah, it's not really a superstition. I just feel good. And once I figured out that it felt good to have that before the show, I was just like, well, let's just keep having it. I'm a very simple man. Simple needs.
You're very good at writing music and performing it. We love it, John. Honestly,
I love you.
We've come back this year. Love Me Now is all over
our radio station.
And your new album, Darkness in Light. Thank you for putting it together.
And we couldn't go without saying how much we loved you in La La Land as well, man. So talk about the triple threat or the quadruple threat.
Thank you. That
was superb as well, man. So what a great time for you. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to hopefully come back and see you all in person soon. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll come back down to Australia.
That'd be great. Thanks, John.
Love you.
So just a quick post-mortem there, guys. Fev has had two cracks. The first one was possibly the worst of all time.
Fev, it was cringeworthy and I didn't know what to do because I thought I'd better just jump in and ask another question.
Yeah, it was an epic fail. I thought I'd bring up two of my loves, sport and food. And
he, you wanted to bond, be mates.
Yeah, in his background it says he loves chicken, gave me nothing, and loves sport and hates both the teams. So,
Mate, I've witnessed a 14-hour labour, and that was the most stressed I've ever been.
It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Super Bowl day. If you miss it, Fifi's psychic prediction, the New England Patriots will win. You heard it here first. Psychic.
She's like, yep.
She also said, Gisele Bündchen, going to leave Tom Brady for you. Anyway,
it's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. Fifi's undercover dating as well after 8 o'clock this
and
morning.
Speaking of leaving people for... Well, just leaving people. So, Married at First Sight. Did you hear about this couple? Andrew and Lauren got married on the television show, which obviously is a farcical way to marry someone that you've never met. It seemed to be going quite well. Then poor Andrew, who looks like a lovely firefighter. I thought he looked like a really good catch. They've gotten married. It seemed to be going well. They went down to the hotel reception. Yep, we'll meet back here for a drink in, let's say, half an hour. She's gone.
Came back from the wedding. Everything was good. Yeah, she seemed to be having a really good time. I turned around and Lauren had vanished. She was gone. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't say where she was going. And that's literally the last I spoke to her.
Yeah, interesting. She put the flame out, Fief.
She did. I mean, understandable. That would happen.
That was
it's a
joke.
TV.
He's a firefighter.
Do you get it?
Oh, I miss... I reckon just if you were doing that joke again, you need to remind me that he's a firefighter first.
Well, I didn't even know he's a firefighter until you just read it.
I know, but that and was the top
smart
of mind
brain
when
went,
you did your
bing,
joke.
Bing, 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 bing. Sorry. Oh, geez, it was really hot and then she put the flame out and went, boo, see
mind you.
Later.
My bad.
Hey, as a side note, how bad's the production team? She can just run off on their camera and they go, where'd you go? Oh, I didn't think to keep an eye on her.
Okay, now I'm just calling that a brutal breakup. And you know, look, everyone's got breakup stories, let's be honest. We've all been dumped.
Everyone?
You don't break up with anyone. You just go missing. What are you talking about? What's your story?
Well, this guy's still sitting in bars from 2009.
This is going well.
There's that waiter in Hawaii still there.
He's been there since the Barack Obama presidency.
I'm not. I'm just saying we've all been dumped. We've all gone through a brutal breakup. But I think... there are some that are more brutal than others. And I think this would be a good territory, good time to talk about brutal breakups. Not just your ordinary breakup or the relationship just went pear-shaped or we just, you know, grew apart. Really bad breakups.
I took my return flight back home.
This is not about me. Okay. How's this? A girlfriend of mine, I've told this story before, and this was one of the worst. She'd been married for 12 months. She was loved up. She was living with her husband. She went to work in the morning and she was like, sweetheart, what are we going to do for dinner tonight? He was like, yep, let's get Thai. Okay, I'll bring home Thai. That evening, 7 p.m., she's picked up the Thai. She walked through the front door. Lights are off. Furniture gone. He left. He left her, cleared the house out, cleared the bank account. Not even a letter, not even a note. She has to this day never spoken to him again. I mean, that is a brutal breakup.
Might have just, you go, Dave. You're funnier. No, I'll do a really bad gag and I thought, oh, thank you very much for jumping in.
I just thought your brain went to, but did he get the Thai food?
I thought he went to Thailand. That was going to be my gag.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. We're not just talking ordinary breakups. We're talking brutal breakups. Like, what are those horrible stories where you're like, that can't actually happen?
Okay, good stuff.
Now, I had a brutal breakup.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
With Carlton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. More in the relationship
brutal.
Space. More in the relationship
and now they
space.
Regret it. Okay.
7:49.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Married at First Sight, the Channel 9 show. One of the guys, seemingly Andrew, he got married to Lauren. He thought it was all going well. And then Lauren did a runner. There's a brutal breakup. When you don't even get to break up. I mean, when you know when people disappear from your life and you never actually get to... Anyway.
I mean, I don't know, but heaps of her exes do. And it's, no, actually, sorry, they're not exes.
It's
they're
amazing how there was a runaway bride, Dave. They met each other 15 minutes beforehand. Sure,
there was that
it's
bit.
It's just an amazing show. What a concept. My bride ran away. Oh, jeez, what led up to it? I don't know. I knew her for 15 minutes.
What's her last name? Oh, I forgot.
Not mine, but...
Brutal breakups happen. Now, Hannah from Ringwood. Hi, Hannah.
Oh.
Hannah's gone.
Oh, she broke up with us.
Hey.
Now, Lisa's called true. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Lisa from Brighton. Now, do tell us.
Brighton?
What was this? Was this your brutal breakup?
Yes. So we were together for 11 years and I wanted to leave the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
and we'd moved into, rented my mum's house while we were waiting for the tenants to leave our investment property.
Mm-hmm.
And I separated from him, and then upon settlement day of our investment property, he went into the bank, took all the money, and he disappeared and never came back.
So, Lisa, you've never found him?
No.
Have you gone through legal channels to try to reclaim the money?
And I can't. We have a little boy as well.
Lisa, that's horrible. Terrible. Mm-hmm. And you just can't track him down?
No.
Oh, that is, that's really
awful. Well, careful what you wish for. I mean, that was the question you asked of brutal breakups, and I mean, that's so bang true. On. I mean, that's not Lisa's real name, by the way, or real suburb, but thank you for sharing the story.
No, that's not
that's why you don't share investment properties, Fee. You keep all those ones you got, mate. You keep them for you. Don't share them with anyone.
Right?
I'm sorry I brought this up. I know. I don't know why I brought up brutal breakups.
No.
Well, no, especially in the glass house that I guess you live in.
No, I'm not good. I've said that, Dave. I'm not good at breakups.
You're very good at it.
No, I'm not. I just don't do anything.
So you lead it.
Well, I just avoid a breakup.
I know. I understand that. But then you disappearing from someone's life can be seen as brutal.
We have a long list, of course, of
do we?
Of exes of Fief's. And it's funny, when we had a thing called Fifi's X-Files, where we had the chance to actually catch up with some of Fief's exes.
Oh, that was tough.
Yeah. Look, there seemed to be a fairly consistent response from a number of them about how it ended.
How did it end?
Well, I mean,
didn't really end, I guess.
Was it? Mate, how was the breakup then? I mean, if that's what she was like in the relationship when it was good.
No, look, we actually really didn't break up.
Do you recall how it ended?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi's undercover dating. Fifi Box was completely transformed by a professional prosthetics makeup artist. She was given a new nose, facial structure, and turned into a brunette. Completely unrecognizable.
I am riddled with insecurities, and my dating history, I've always worried about certain parts of my looks. And now that I look like this, where I have a bigger nose, I have fuller cheeks, oh gosh, I'm feeling them, feels weird. I miss the things I don't actually like about myself. I miss my other insecurities because they're a lot better than these insecurities I've got now.
Hundreds of men responded to an advertisement for a fake TV show looking for love. The entire operation was designed to keep Fifi's real identity a secret. First, she dated Leo.
Wearing way too much makeup, I don't know. Not my type, I guess.
Leo was unable to see past her looks, and her personality failed to win him over.
And I don't know, I mean, she looks kind of older for me.
Then she dated Andrew, whom Fifi eventually won over with her personality.
She's not someone that I'd throw myself at. Oh, she was lovely. Absolutely. Yeah, could talk to her for hours.
How will she fare with Ben, her next date?
Hi, my name's Ben DiCostella. I'm 40 years old. I work in the construction industry, and I'm a part-time actor. Do a bit of woodwork, steelwork, and recently just got into archery. Tried the online dating thing a couple of times, and I've been a bit busy with work, so haven't had the chance to, and then I thought, yeah, why not? I'll just, yeah, give it a try, you never know. My ideal woman would be a little bit cheeky, intelligent, be able to have a good conversation, and looks are reasonably important, but I think a good mental connection is more important. My ideal woman would be a little bit curvaceous, but athletic at the same time. A deal breaker for me in a relationship is, I guess, naked photos on the internet that have popped up somewhere that I think that shows a bit of a lack of respect for yourself. And if you can't respect yourself, then I don't think you can show true respect to somebody else. So, yeah.
Right now, Fifi is not feeling confident at all with her new looks.
I'm not looking forward to the guy walking in and looking at me sit at the table and him want to run the other way.
Fifi's looks are affecting her personality. Her confidence has disappeared.
I've got nothing to work with. Like, there's not really a redeeming feature about my looks at the moment, so I'm going to have to kick my personality into overdrive.
In just a few minutes, you'll hear the moment that Ben meets Sophie.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ben. Ben is about to walk into a room in an opulent mansion filled with TV cameras and crew. It looks and sounds like the set of a new TV show. What Ben doesn't know is that he'll be dating Fifi Box in full prosthetic makeup.
I have a bigger nose. I have fuller cheeks. Oh, gosh, even feeling them feels weird.
Ben is an attractive and classy man.
Hi, my name's Ben DiCastella. I'm 40 years old. I work in the construction industry, and I'm a part-time actor. Tried the online dating thing a couple of times, and I've been a bit busy with work, so haven't had the chance to, and then I thought, yeah, why not?
Fifi has had her looks and fame taken away and is about to put her personality to the test on a date with Ben.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good. I'm Sophie.
Hello, Sophie, I'm Ben.
Nice to meet you, Ben.
You too. Wow.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. So what do you do, Sophie?
I do. I work for a record company. I work in publicity and promotions. So
oh, wow.
I'm the person who emails all the radio stations and
oh, okay.
TV networks, tries to get them on to perform songs. And
yep.
I deal with high maintenance talent a lot.
Yes.
I can imagine.
They can be very high maintenance.
They can. So, yeah.
Tried out for Australian Idol many years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Are you a singer?
I am.
I can tell. You've got the timbre of your voice is very good.
Yeah. do a bit of musical theatre and stuff as well. And,
oh, great.
I'm a part-time actor, but yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, acting. I tried to be an actor too. I've been an extra.
Yep.
What have you done? What have you been in?
What haven't I been in as far as Australian shows? Oh, mainly extra work, but a few little bit parts here and there. And this year I've had a number of jobs I've had two roles in a couple of feature films. But it's more have a bit of fun.
Yeah, of course. I did a bit of Neighbours years ago, but it was really just an extra.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a regular police officer on Neighbours.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got Ramsey Street in common.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. You look familiar for some reason.
Do I?
You do.
Maybe it was Neighbours.
Could have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe.
What's your nationality? What's your background?
My mum's Irish.
Yeah.
And my dad's Australian.
Okay.
Yeah, so what about you?
My mum's Spanish-Irish.
Oh, wow, really?
And my dad was Swiss-French.
What great combos.
Yeah, oh. I thought I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, do you speak any French?
Je
parle français un petit peu. Je m'appelle Sophie.
Yes, you are Sophie.
That's about as far as I go. Oh, yeah. Je voudrais un croissant avec... fromage.
No, you've lost
oh,
me.
Oh, really?
I've got the cheese.
When the date finished, Fifi was worried that Ben might be onto her. Although she did feel a connection with Ben.
Ben was lovely. What another great catch. He's handsome. He's a great conversationalist. And I think we had a really good conversation. I thought that was really comfortable. And I didn't feel insecure again. It's really strange because before he came in, I sit here and I do feel really insecure because I'm not comfortable or confident in the way I look. And then he, put me at ease really, really quickly. That was, another good experience. I have a feeling maybe Ben would like to see Sophie again, which is strange because Sophie doesn't want to see Sophie again.
Up next, we'll hear what Ben thought of Sophie. Could he see past her looks? Did Fifi's personality shine through?
If you're looking at it from the point of view of love at first sight, I think it's quite a bit of that there.
Ben reacts to his date with Sophie next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ben has just finished his date with Fifi, who was in full prosthetic makeup. With her looks and fame taken away, what did Ben really think of Fifi? Ben is an actor and has a recurring role on Neighbours, just like Fifi. Has her cover been blown?
She's pretty, very pretty. Gorgeous to look at, yeah, really, yeah. Easy to talk to, exactly, yeah. If you're looking at it from the point of view of love at first sight, I think there's quite a bit of that there. Yeah, I felt a little bit there. We seemed to click on a few little, topics. So, if I got the chance to meet up with her again, I'd.
Ben wasn't fazed by Fifi's prosthetics for a second. He found her attractive and even hinted that there might be something there. Given that Ben was attracted to Fifi, even when she was in the prosthetics, how will he react when he sees Fifi without any prosthetics and realizes he just went on a date with a celebrity? The producers on the set are about to show him a video revealing who he just went on a date with. You just went on a date with Sophie, but there's something you don't know. Who is she really? You know her from Fifi, Dave and Fev on Fox FM. You know her from The Project. You know her from Sunrise. You know her from Dancing with the Stars. You just went on a date with Fifi Box.
Hey, Ben.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Oh, what a relief to get that stuff off my face. I knew you went.
I looked at you and I was like, hang on, something's not right here. The wig didn't quite sit. Yeah.
I know. Oh, but that's thank funny. You for being so nice to me, even though I look like that.
It's a pleasure.
I scared myself when I looked in the mirror. So.
Yeah.
No, you were really genuine and made me feel comfortable and at ease. And,
yeah.
Because I felt really insecure. I was sitting there, and usually, you know, I'm quite confident. And I was sitting there going, oh, I've lost. You know, me.
Yeah.
So, no, that was really nice. It was really
pleasure.
Great. Yeah. You seemed familiar to me too, though. I know I've seen you in things.
Yeah, you probably have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've been around for a little while, but nothing major, but yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. That was great. Thank you. It
pleasure.
Was really fun.
All three dates that Fifi has been on so far are online now at fox.com.au. Don't miss the first date with Leo.
And this is my honest opinion. Where he took way too much makeup. I don't know. Not my type, I guess.
fox.com.au.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au.